Welcome back, folks, to the Can We Kick It podcast. I'm your co-host, Mike, along with the individual known as Chuck. What is going on, my man?
What's up, my brother?
Not much. Getting caught up on some great TV. It's good to have good HBO shows back on the air, like Industry. I miss that level quality of TV, like Succession, Industry, Leftovers. It's just high quality shit, man.
Yeah, for sure. So we definitely got, like you mentioned, Industry, and then neither of us have watched yet, but it came out last night. The Night of the Seven Kingdoms. So I was telling you before we started potting, I watched like 10 minutes of it, and I was doing some work at the time, so I just heard it was Westeros and King's Landing a couple times, and I'm like, we're back. But I've gotta sit down and watch it and pay attention. But
And I've heard it's in
yeah, so we
completely
got
different vein from Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon. It's a completely different like attitude of a show. So it'll be interesting. Yeah.
Well, and the one thing I noticed in the first 20 minutes is like I could see everything. Like it wasn't dark.
Yeah. Was it winter? Yeah.
Not yet. So.
Oh man. Yeah, that's a good one. Landman just finished. Industry's two episodes in. The Pit is also like two episodes in. And then there's a ton of stuff coming on the back end of that. Like Knight of the Seven Kingdoms you talked about just premiered. Ponies just dropped. And then Beauty is supposed to start, I think, today, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm a big Ryan Murphy fan who did
Yeah.
American Horror Story. Evan Peters, Ashton Kutcher, Rebecca Hall. It looks really, 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 really interesting. Very much Ryan Murphy show, at least from the looks of it. So
Yeah, it's got the feel. Yeah.
So a good time. We just wrapped up, talking about our best of 2025, and there's already, as you just mentioned, The Pit and Landman and Industry, also Fallout. We're finishing
Yeah.
up, Night of the Seven Kingdoms coming, Shrinking coming on January 28th, and then, we talked about Ponies a little bit. We haven't started watching yet, but it also came out recently. In Paradise season two on February 23rd. So, pretty soon we'll be watching like 14 shows.
Yeah,
So,
won't be able to keep up, yeah, at all.
yeah, and thankfully Landman ended. So, like, two seasons now of Landman. Give me your assessment of season two versus season one. And how do you rate this season overall?
Man. That's so tough. It's such a unique show. It's a Sheridan show, so it's not that unique, but I don't know. I think I liked season one a little bit better, but the stakes were higher this season. Like Monty died, Demi Moore takes over, Andy Garcia gets more involved from the cartel side, and Demi Moore doesn't realize it, Cammy. Angela's Angela, Ainsley's Ainsley. Cooper goes six for six. And then they introduce like Joe Dirt from the UK.
Former BP offshore geologist or whatever.
We've talked about we've waxed on that poetically in the last episode. I don't know. I'd put it behind season one just because it's so the news is out. The show is mainstream now. If season one was a 10, I'd give this one an 8.
Yeah, I think the intro production of Sam Elliott was good. There's definitely not a lot of growth in any of the characters, I didn't think. Maybe Cooper. I don't even think, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
but
Is anybody
it's
grown in
wildly
this?
it's wildly entertaining. I mean, I
Yeah.
guess you could argue towards the end of the season, like, they're all kind of having this like midlife crisis or struggle, like with kid going to college and how do we sustain life without like this craziness happening around us.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it's but I, yeah, I would argue that there's not a lot of growth. But I think really, I mean, the interesting part to me is going into the next season. You know, the season, it basically, I think what sums up to me season two is, I think Billy, the lawyer, said it, Nate, when he was resigning, or maybe I can't remember who said it, but it was like, yeah, Nate was telling Cammy, like, the company died when he died. And like, he was basically setting up the company to die when he died, and like
Yeah, he built
leaving.
it to sell and not to grow. Like, yeah.
And then and I think, I mean, there was touch points throughout the season of like, hey, Cammy, this all this money is there on, you know, set aside for you and the girls or the daughter. You know, we just need to get basically end the company or declare bankruptcy or, you know, do this, but you're secure. And then, like, you know, the whole season go through, like, she's kind of like doesn't know anything, but apparently her name is on all this
On
stuff.
everything, yeah.
And then, you know, I think one kind of realistic part is you see this happen a lot of times with rich families and through lives, and you see like sports teams, for example, change hands, or, you know, like the Irsay's daughter in Indy
Yeah.
that's taken over the team after he passed away. Which I really liked how she, like, her approach is, she, you know, on the sidelines, and she's trying to learn and like understand the business. And almost in this, Demi Moore is like, I'm just gonna go to like meet with the cartel guy and have nice fancy dinners. And you don't get a sense that she's trying to understand. She just wants to keep it going because her husband, you know, the rush that he felt, you know, now I understand why he felt. It's
Yeah.
like,
Yeah,
and Dova's like,
I love to put it
Dova's
all
like,
on black and just let it ride. Yeah, we all do, but like
And Billy Bob's like, no, that's what killed him. It didn't keep him alive. That's
right?
like this isn't sustainable. But then, you know, then we end basically everybody betraying. I wouldn't say betraying, because I mean, Cammy fired Tommy, and you know, Tommy's going for that one last career making move, and they basically start their own oil company, the CTT Oil Company and Cattle.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty creative.
That
I
was
do
good.
like how it's like we just put in cattle on it because no one's gonna have like that trademark. You
Hey, come
know,
on with
like,
something so stupid nobody would have thought of it before. Like, that was so good.
but I still think at the end of the day, I mean, I think what makes the show entertaining, you can have all the characters and all the wild themed dinner parties and the absurdity of even the whole theme of like Taylor Sheridan being like, look at this woke crazy liberal college girl, and like doesn't even allow herself to make friends. And then, but then it's the oil company's daughter who like you know, it's like, you know, now she's a trainer and taking care of her, and we can make it work. We both have our own rules,
Yeah,
you
we
know. And
come
then
up with
they're
rules
gonna
together.
yeah
Yeah.
they're gonna live in the dorm, and then, you know, crisis averted. But it's just like, it's just insanely stupid in some parts. But I think, again, the crux of the show to me is Billy Bob Thornton like driving around and saying, like, he's the only one that has good lines in the show.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily good, but they're practical, or like he knows how to solve problems,
He's been
and he
around so
solves
long, he
everybody's
knows when to
problem.
call bullshit. He's like, yeah, that's not what kept Monty alive. That's what killed him. Like, he's the only one that like sees that.
Well, I would say Nate sees it as well.
True. Yeah.
So it was nice to see, though. Like, I thought it was a good ending, because it's like,
Yeah.
you know, everybody comes with, you know, the crew, Hell, Billy Bob even offered Cooper's girlfriend to be the secretary.
The office manager. Yeah, I was like, what the?
This is the most misogynistic show like on TV
Yeah,
as
when he
well,
threw out
but
secretary, I was like, ooh, swing and a miss. Yeah.
yeah. So I think yeah, you could just listen to Billy Bob. You can watch him drive around in a truck and listen to him all day. So
Yeah, if I heard him talk about like real world politics, I'd listen to that all day.
yeah.
It's incredible. But I the show is hilarious. You have to suspend some belief, but like Tommy goes out and gets his dad a physical therapist who's a stripper, which is hilarious because an actual physical therapist would probably like sue them if something happened. Whereas a stripper, like, he's just gonna pay her off. Like, that's the funny
Yeah.
part. And then like she like comes in and like Dale's like, oh, my back is fucked up. Like, dude, that's the funny part about this show is like some of the shit is shit we would all do. Like, oh shit, the disc slipped. Like, and she's like, oh no. Like, yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
it's one of his best, I think, coming out of the Sheridan universe. I mean, you get Yellowstone and all the other stuff. I think Landman is pretty appealing to just about everybody, at least that I know.
Yeah, it's, I think there's definitely parts of the country that it may not hit well because like some of the shit would only happen in Texas or the oil and gas industry or I mean the Texas high school football and then college cheerleading and I mean all that scenario what it can be like a little over the top. None of that was to me out of the realm of possibility.
No, yeah. And we're so spoiled living in this world, like in Texas, like we have like the oil and gas industry and all this other stuff. And then like I forget, like we have NASA and like people are like, oh, I want to go to NASA. And it's like, why would you want to do that? And it's like, oh yeah, we grew up with that. Whereas like people from like Arizona like have none of that. Like we're spoiled with a lot of the stuff that we have in Texas, including the oil and gas industry.
So it'll be interesting to see where season three goes and like how involved the cartel is and he gave him the kiss of the
Yeah,
mafia kiss of
he's
death.
in now.
He's
Yeah.
in it. And then now is his family at risk?
And now
And
it's like them against Cammy almost, but not really.
Well, and that's the thing. Does Demi Moore just fade away? Do we just hear like next season? Maybe Demi Moore wasn't coming back, and maybe it's just like next season be like, oh yeah, they went bankrupt, and
Andy Garcia
Cammy,
now owns Zantex, and like now it's he like is gonna try to buy CTT. Like,
yeah, it's just all this comes back.
where do we go with Demi Moore from here? I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost like kind of a plot move to. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you hear that she's not coming back
Yeah, the
for
natural
season
gas
three.
well out in the Gulf like doesn't work out. The company goes belly up, and then like they just write her off. Yeah.
Well, no, like she went out there for like the first gas pump and like the BP guy was on there and exploded.
That
And
would
Cammy
be
died.
amazing. Oh my God. Yeah, they all die in a rig fire, just wiped out. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be
Oh.
amazing. Anything else on Landman?
No, just entertaining as always.
Yep. Then been watching The Pitt. We're two episodes into that. That hit pretty high in our top 10 of the year for those that listened or saw our list that we share on
Yeah.
Instagram. But The Pitt is two episodes in, and man, this show does not disappoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting now because we have a couple new interns. A couple new interns that are, in the cast, and then the new doctor that's coming in to take the place of Dr. Robbie, who this is his last day before a sabbatical, which fortunately for us, the season is an entire day, so we're gonna get to see Dr. Robbie and what this transition looks like. To the new doctor, and I think the interesting part so far to me through two episodes is like the hospital administration stuff and the new doctor like trying to implement this like generative AI. And then the first thing that they see when she's talking to Whitaker and to the interns is like, and then I think Ravati, where they're like, oh, here's the notes. I'm like, wow, this is going to save us time. And then Whitaker's like, well, this says this drug, but it should be this drug. And she's like, well, it's right 97% of the time. But then again, it goes into like the whole AI stuff. It was like, great, it's right 97% of the time. But like in this case, if it gives the wrong medicine, it could kill somebody. Or,
3% like margin of error is pretty high in the medical industry, I gotta
yeah.
like
Yeah. So, I mean, now you go to the doctor, like, I mean, the last 2 years, I've become very good friends with my foot surgeon because I've had, two major surgeries on the same foot. But every visit, there's computers in there and they write everything down and you get these nice reports and you have this my chart. And, I mean,
it's
it's
all
become
automated now.
very, yeah. And so, which is good. And I think at the end of the day, I mean, I think the emergency room piece is, your primary goal usually is to treat an emergency. And, it's a different type of thing versus, you're a regular doctor and someone comes in, they're sick or this or that. I mean, these are, in these trauma hospitals, it's very like fast paced and everything is crazy. So,
Trying to diagnose something on the fly and then having to rely on a computer, like when human instinct, like, doesn't Robbie say that? Like, what's your gut say? And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, computers, like, computers don't have like guts, like, or whatever. Yeah, it's that factor when it's like a fast-paced environment. Computers right now just don't respond as fast. I mean, they can, they're just not built, they're not there yet.
And I'm also glad that Landon is back. And then or Dr. Langdon, sorry, not
Langdon, yeah.
Landon.
Patrick Ball, yeah.
And then and wanted to ask your th like what do you think is going on with the little girl that fell down the stairs with the dad's girlfriend and the dad's out of town and for work? And then the one guy who had the wrist like broken, and then they're like he's acting all weird, and then like those two patients for me are interesting because like I'm like, okay, this you have, and the same doctor, I always blank on her name, is like treating both of them, the one who like called the cops on the kid that she thought was the mass shooter of Pit Fest last year.
Yeah, was that the K? Yeah.
So she always seems to be in these social, because she was also involved in last season with the kid who had the hit list of girls, and then the girl that was working for that, who was the lady's personal assistant, but you could tell it was probably some kind of like trafficking situation or so like she seems to be involved.
She's got the social aspect of issues in her scope of the world. I
So
think
Mike,
I think the little girl, I think that's, it's not going to be like parental harm. I think it's going to be self-harm somehow. Like she's doing it to herself. And then the guy that's
oh
like
yeah.
forgetting things, and which he was in House of Cards. He was really good in House of Cards. I think his
Yeah.
is going to be like early onset, like Alzheimer's.
It doesn't seem like he's old enough though.
No, but
Like,
it can pop up like early in some people, like late 40s. As a self-proclaimed cinephile, I have seen that case in many movies.
well,
I sold my medical practice years ago.
as someone in their late 40s, like,
I think his is like early onset Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something like that. That's like fucking him up.
All right. That's, I mean, that's good. I thought about the self-harm theory, but I think that makes
There's
sense
something there. I think it's too on the
because,
nose to be the dad. The girlfriend's too new.
Yeah, and it makes sense of like the maybe the dad's at work or paying attention to the girlfriend, and the daughter's trying to
Attention.
get attention. So
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
I like the doctor who has the sister that's autistic or on the spectrum.
Yes.
King, I think is her name, with the glasses.
King
She is
Mel.
maybe one of the
She's
best
my
characters on the
favorite.
show.
Yeah. And then she had the deposition, and then she gets, knocked over by the criminal that was like flirting with her. And like she obviously has like a concussion. I don't know why they haven't checked so it'll be interesting if she actually gives the deposition, or she is like gets diagnosed with a concussion and she can't go and do that.
Yeah, I like how
But
she's like, it's my first lawsuit. And like Dr. Robbie's like, oh, I've had like three or four.
and that other doctor's like, I haven't had any. She's like,
She's like, hadn't been my problem.
yeah, good show. So off to a good start.
Yeah.
Anything else on the pit?
No, man, I just love that show. We don't do medical shows. I remember ER as a kid, House to some degree. This is different. This is high quality TV mixed with a medical show. So as long as they keep putting it out and it's good, I'm gonna keep watching it, because it's Noah
Yeah.
Wiley is guys picking up awards left and right for the show, as Dana should, the head charge nurse, Catherine
Yeah.
Lanasa. I can't remember. I
Yeah.
don't remember her last name exactly, but she's killing it with that great Pittsburgh accent. She's the only one with it.
Yeah, her and King are my favorite, the charge nurse. So.
No, it's such a good show. Love the Pit. Anything else on that one?
No.
And that takes us into Industry. And we are two episodes into that. Harper's back. Pierpoint is a thing of the past. Eric is retired on the golf course, just hating to hit 18 holes a day, hanging out with other retirees that are probably like 20 years his elder.
I love
It's
in the
just an
first
amazing
episode,
show.
they're playing golf behind Trump.
Yeah, that's right. They were playing, and he was like, ah! I
He's
forgot that.
like,
I was
they're
like,
like, I'm leaving. He takes too long. And
yeah, they were
he's
like
like,
47, and Jackie was like, who's
yeah.
that? I was like, oh, that's Trump. Like,
Was funny. But, for all my, like rhetoric on politics, I mean, Trump is apparently a very good golfer. I
he
mean,
likes to play golf.
spends a lot of times golfing, but you got to give him kudos for his golf game. Yeah, so no, and we haven't, I haven't done a lot of work. Like, if we're gonna see Rob, or if we're gonna, I think Rob may be the only one who hasn't appeared yet.
From what I've read, he had a scheduling conflict, and I think he's going to go the same way as Jesse Bloom. I bet they come back next season.
Well, because Rishi wasn't on last season, was he? Or was that when his
That was
wife
when his
was
wife was
killed?
killed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was there.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that was season two or season three. But yeah, just yeah. So yeah, it's very, I think, for the first two episodes, because the second episode was pretty much all
Oh, yes.
Yaz and Kit Harington's character, Sir Dingleberry McMuffin Head.
Incredible episode, though. Oh, my God.
It was weird. This felt like a separate episode of TV,
It did.
but it was so fucking good. And it was like, but it also ties in. You had the guy from Tender and show up at the party, and then Harper.
I
I
was
mean,
like
it was
20.
real.
I was like 20 minutes into it, and I was like, oh yeah, this is like Industry. This is not another
Yeah.
show. Like,
No, it was almost like, I mean, it was a very, you find out at the end, like, it was basically is Henry Muck is Kit Harington's
great,
name.
great British name.
But basically, you go through this whole journey. He's turning 40. And you see he runs for this local like government figure and doesn't win, and his life's in shambles. He's like having a midlife crisis. He's turning 40, and then he basically tries to kill himself in the garage, and then like doesn't, and then but you find out through this journey like that like his dad killed himself at 40, you know, and like there's it's almost like Fight Club. There's another character with him like half the time, and it's this dead dad that you know find out. Like it's pretty fascinating. It was such a good episode.
The dead dad, like, ghost definitely caught me off guard. I thought it was something else.
Yeah, I was like, who's this guy? Like, I don't remember him like last season. Like,
I was
was
like,
he
did
with
they
the
go to uni
company or
together and they're like
yeah.
fuck buddies or something? Like, I didn't know. Like, I thought like maybe they were gonna be gay together. But like, I've been reading like some people liked that he wasn't real and some people didn't like that he was real. Like, it's out of vein for the show. I loved it personally. Because
Yeah,
it's like
same here.
an insight into like Kit Harington's character's mind, and like
Yeah.
he's spiraling. Took acid before coming down for dinner, so he was like really messed up. And then like kiss Bevan, like who beat him, which we didn't even talk about. The trash can candidate running for the same local office, like that got like 1,000 votes, and his hit, he was wearing like a trash can helmet thing.
Yeah.
Always won. Like, it's so weird in politics, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, we last week we saw Tinder, the main guy, kick out his friend, his co-founder friend from the company.
Yeah.
And so now he's
Yeah.
trying to take Tinder into the stratosphere, into that next level, and he needs Kit Harington's help. He wants him to be CEO. And that's going to be a loaded gun.
Well, yeah, and that's an interesting, I mean, like it goes back to kind of this thing in real life where, he was Henry Muck was the CEO of his own company, but he gets there basically because he comes from a wealthy family. And, you keep getting these opportunities and people keep giving you this opportunities because you have the influence to, to get things done or to get customers or to it's the face, it's you're
Legitimize.
connected. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting how, how Henry does in that role because his other company wasn't, successful. And then what happens to Cal Penn, the other founder of Tinder?
Yeah, is
Hopefully
he just
he's
gonna be
back
one
because he's.
episode? Like, was is he done now? Like, yeah.
I hope not because he's one of my favorite, like. I mean, obviously from Harold and Kumar to White Castle, but I really enjoy him as an actor, so
I bet he comes out as like a verbal opponent to Tinder and his former buddy.
yeah.
And of course he's got his own problems. I think he has problems with like sexual harassment, or the main guy does. We saw with like the last secretary, which is why they hired Kiernan Shipka.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of muddy waters with that, but Harper. I'm not trying to slut shame here, but who's she not hooking up with? Like, I need a Venn diagram of who's hooked up with who in this show, because she hooked up with like three people in like the first three episodes, or like offered.
Yeah, I mean, I would you just assume every character in the show with her.
And then
So.
we got some background into Yaz's life with her dad, and like her aunt was there, and she's talking about
Okay.
how her like grew up bohemian. And it was just like, oh God.
Well, apparently Yaz's dad and then her dad's sister and her aunt like both like blew like Kit Harington's uncle,
Yeah,
like
Otto Marston or whatever his name. Yeah, I was like,
Otto,
what
yeah.
the fuck? Yeah. So weird. And then it didn't help at the end of the episode where, like, after Kit Harington decides not to die, he wakes up in the garage. And then, like, he picks up Yaz and they, like, start hooking up on the hood of the car. And the uncle is like, he's like in the attic and he's like, yes. It's just like, oh, dude, what the hell? Like, yeah. It's just like, they know how to control him, and now Yaz is taking a more active role in it. It's so fucked up, but it's such a good show.
Yeah, for sure. It's been one of my favorite shows for, since it's been out. So I think and it's not just purely like finance, it's very current event and very epitomizes kind of like Mike White too, looking at like rich versus poor, like the upper class, and like social dynamics as well. So.
And I like that they have a guy that was on Ted Lasso. He's like working in Harper's office. And he's like the dude that she hooked up with. I was like, oh, good for him. He got something above Ted Lasso. Kudos. Yeah. But
Yeah.
yeah. Any other thoughts on industry?
Now I'm excited it's back, and I think it's off to a good start.
Yep, we are off to the races on that one, so that's good. But yeah, if nothing else, yeah, tune in. We'll be talking about industry. We'll be talking about the pit. Now we'll be talking about A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, ponies, if we can blow through that pretty quick.
The
There's a lot of
beauty.
stuff coming out. Yeah, and then all the shows that are coming up: Shrinking, Cross, Paradise, Ted, The Boys, Euphoria. I mean, there's a long list this year that we're going to get through. Check out the podcast platforms, check out YouTube. We do share our mugs as we talk. Check out the Instagram. We post everything there. Check out the top 10 if you guys haven't heard it. And as cousin likes to say,
We put the yee-haw back in your motor and transmission.